Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively out on the road. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am here at State Fair. I'm underneath of Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie. I've got Eddie Vedder to my left. I've got the great Joan Jett to my right. And I've got Maryland Crab Cake Tour, Raven Scratch-Offs from the Maryland Lottery. You're giving these out here in Catonsville. I'm going to make the guys at the bar get a couple. I got you. I'm coming over to get you in a little bit. And I've got more guests and friends of mine. And I tell you what, I go back to, I started on the radio December 13th, 1991. Sometime, I left the Sun in January 92. Sometime around March or April of 92, I realized that I'm a businessman, so I had to become a businessman and get a card, get a business card. And I went to this little printing store in the next plaza over in Dundalk, next to what is now the baseball card outlet. There was a diner. There was Bud's Exxon station was there on the corner. It was an Amoco. I don't know what it was. And Ruggiero's, where we could go get crabs for takeout or carry out, and Sidney Atkinson was there along with Kurt Hoffman and made my first ever business card. And 33 years later, Cindy is the guest on my show on behalf of the Starboard Society. You know, you asked me before I sat down, what's the Crab Cake Tour? And it's an excuse to have people like you on the show telling me all, because I've had Dave on talking Hartman, talking security and cybersecurity and all that. I haven't had AI yet. But this gives me an excuse to have anybody I want on the show just because I like them and they do good things, and that's who you are.
So. I love it. Love it. I'm actually thrilled to be here. I'm really excited. So funny that we have known each other for so long and keep bumping into each other at all
I
these
saw you at
events.
A gas station. I ran into you in the Rofo pumping gas.
That's right.
At Bedonia Road about 6 weeks ago.
That's right, we did.
Your hair wasn't done. I didn't shave. I think, you know, I don't go out in my bedroom slippers and my pajamas, but I was this close.
Right.
I was like in sweatpants and ball capped all up. But you work for Hartman Associates. Cindy and I get together. We're together in Vegas. We're together in Ocean City, Mako, where I do the show. And my wife knows you and knows of you and has been to your parties and whatnot. And she said, what are you having her on for? And I said, well, she's doing this charity thing. It has to do with ink and numbers. And I've had Stacey Munsell on. And I've had Karen Sagal books me guests. And Karen sent me over the weekend. She's like, well, Stacey can't do it on Tuesday. But Cindy Atkinson, here's her. I'm like, phew. And this is a real small Baltimore story.
This is small Baltimore.
And I've gotten to know you through your business networking and through what Hartman does. But this is a whole new thing. I didn't know you were involved in Starboard. And you sent me all the notes here. You're doing an event. And I want to give you all the oxygen in the world because you're actually doing this event in that big house on Seminary near my radio station. I've seen it many times. That is part of the Restore thing and like all of that, right?
Owned by Second Chance.
Second Chance. That's
it's
what it
owned
is.
By
okay.
Second Chance. It's called the Concept House. On East Seminary, and we are thrilled to be holding our event there. This house was built as a way to help their clients learn skills in building. Every single thing in the house is repurposed. It's super cool. Just walking in the house, you can look up on the ceiling, and you'll see ceiling that's made of old doors. Downstairs in the basement, walking through one of the hallways, floor to ceiling, the whole hallway was made with picture frames.
I'll be honest with you. I want to come to your party just to see the house.
I mean,
that's kind of what I want to do.
Well, we were excited.
If you invite me to the Peabody downtown, I'll come to your party because it's the best room in the city.
I agree. I agree with that.
Right?
I love the Peabody.
So places that are unique or interesting, people want to go. That house kind of has some, and it's had some, you know, it's been written about in other ways and like all that, but I've always wanted to see what's in it.
It is, we're actually doing a walkthrough this afternoon, so I'm excited about it. But I did go through it about a month and a half ago, and each room is more unique and wow than the next room. So it's really cool to see it and to understand how it was built and why it was built. So one of the things that they do, which I love, is they let nonprofits use the venue for free, which is a really big deal. So I'm sure that
I got to create a nonprofit.
Right, exactly.
Or know somebody.
So a friend of ours introduced us to the folks. We went over there. We saw it. got together with Stacy and Lisa with Ink and Numbers. I love them, and you know they do.
Now that's a ladies' organization, right? Primarily,
well, actually, there's a lot of men that attend
okay,
their events.
Good, okay.
Yeah, they do that big one at U.S. Lacrosse every year.
Okay.
Yeah, but we decided to kind of they kind of approached us about doing an event that would benefit Starboard in the fall.
So now what is Starboard? Let's talk about it. Starboard Society provides short-term, high-impact financial assistance to working Maryland families facing urgent hardships. That sounds pretty important.
So I started, co-chaired, co-founded the organization 12 years ago. And I'll tell you a quick story on how it started.
Please.
I was at High Tops with some friends having happy hour. And
been there, done that.
One of my
Jimmy.
One of my friends had lost a ton of weight. And, you know, women are always like, how'd you lose your weight? What are you doing? And she simply said, I can't afford to buy food. Now, this was a friend of mine that worked two jobs, full-time and a part-time job. I said, how's that possible?
Now, she says this, you're almost thinking she's kidding, right?
I almost thought she was kidding.
Like, it was like a punchline.
On the way home, I called another friend and I said, you know, this is terrible. This is somebody we know. Get 10 people to give you $10. I'll get 10 people to give me $10 and let's get her a gift card. So that's how it started. Then we started thinking about there's a lot of people that go through just a like hiccup in time, you know, through, you know, a divorce or change. Somebody loses a job. Where
we got a lot of that going federal jobs right now in the state where people are hurting.
Right,
really
hurting. They don't, you know, they've never been in this situation before. They may not have a back, you know, backup. Typically, we would call them ALICE, asset limited, income constrained, employed.
Got a job, can't pay my bills despite having my job.
No savings, no additional assets. So if I have to take a week off.
Paycheck to paycheck is what we call it.
That's what it is.
Right.
It is, and that's the same thing. It's paycheck to paycheck. So we started thinking about that particular group of individuals.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
It's more than you think.
And it's a lot of people that are like us, right? You know, and they're too proud to talk about it. And they, you know, if you're unemployed, you can get a ton of assistance, right? You can get on BG&E fund. You can get rental assistance. You can get...
I was talking about people getting furloughed here lately. I've seen a lot of restaurants saying, come on, we'll feed you. No questions asked.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, the Ekman... I see it on my timeline. Hey, if you lost your job and you're furloughed in this mess, come in and we're going to feed you.
Well, if they lost their job and somebody else in the house is employed and they need assistance, they can reach out to Starboard. What we're typically paying is... eviction notices, utility cutoffs.
We got the heat season coming right now,
transportation
right?
costs. Yeah. One thing that we don't cover is anything to do with legal costs or health insurance. But our goal is these are people who are doing the right thing. They're continuing to work, but they hit a bump in the road and they need help. I'll tell you another story we had. We had heard of a family, lived in White Marsh, husband and wife, both longtime employees at their respective employers. Maybe combined income was, you know, $85,000, whatever. They had three boys living in an apartment in White Marsh, and they live paycheck to paycheck. The wife suddenly dies of brain aneurysm.
Oh, man.
The husband gets evicted, right, because they relied on part of her income for their rent. So now he's in his car with three boys, and he has still going to work every day, driving them to the bus stop, still going to work every day. He has found a new place to move to, but he needs 1 month security deposit and first month's rent, which is like his whole income for a month, right? So we heard about him. We came in. We paid security deposit. We paid 2 months rent.
A couple $1,000 and you can get him stable.
Get him stable. And so we started this 12 years ago, and, you know, we've helped.
Helping people. Look at you.
I know, right?
So that's perfect. That's what you should be doing.
And we're all volunteer board. We haven't gotten to the point where we can have paid, you know, people. So it is a little... It's a little stressful because we can't get the word out. Like when I first started this, I envisioned this like in every state. Like I think every state could use an organization like ours. And we wanted to like partner with all the other nonprofits so that we can refer people to the Fuel Fund. We can refer people to Maryland New Directions, for example, if they need a GED. But it's just really difficult when you're all volunteer. So we do typically one or two fundraisers a year. Every spring we do one at High Tops. It's really fun. It's a cornhole tournament. You got to come to the next one. Maybe even broadcast from it.
Let's go.
It's every year in June. Real casual.
I know the weather's good in June.
We've done the, you know, years gone by, we've done the different galas and everything. They're just too labor intensive. You just don't make a lot of money.
Oh, I know. Golf tournaments, I've done it all. Yeah. I've done parties. Yep. I've done events. I mean, 35 years into this. And I think keeping it small and keeping it, keeping the purpose, yep. Up in front of trying to help people. When you do help people, it's a celebration, I think, right?
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely.
This man out of his car in White Marsh and knowing you're a part of that. I mean, I do this thing called Cup of Super Bowl every year now that I don't go to the Super Bowl. And we did it here. I do nothing for a week but talk about, and this is in February. This is when it's cold out. All the pantry's food for Christmas is all dried up. So I think it's important, but I've sat here and I think I cried a dozen times 2 years ago sitting here. I got to meet Caitlin here right down the street, Catonsville family. I mean, every one of these communities from Dundalk, Soup for the Soul. I mean, there's kitchens, food, helping children's, pantries, clothing, electronics for kids, all sorts of things that I see. You're not in it alone, but sometimes you feel like, hey, where are my friends? They all got to help out. So what can people do? You got a big night. I want to get everybody out to this house because it is an interesting place. It's the Concept House. It's 600 East Seminary Avenue. It's in a little enclave between Delaney Valley and Providence. You can see my radio tower from there. It's a mile from my radio station.
I remember watching it be built. It took about a year or so to build because they were using it as a training facility.
When did it get built?
I want to say about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
I've seen the trucks out in front of there at various points. There's a big, beautiful Tuscan home sort of in an adjacent property that was – and all those homes up there are beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. My mom, that was where she would want to go and drive to look at the Christmas lights back when I was a kid. So
it's beautiful. So
your event's the 7th of November, so next Friday.
Next Friday.
All right.
And it's going to be really cool because the reason we came up with Culinary Concepts to kind of go with the theme of Concept House, and each room is going to have a different experience. So we have different, curated bites, charcuterie boards, lots of different people have.
So there's food at this joint is what
food,
you're telling me.
Lots of drinks.
Every party I've ever been to with you, you're feeding me and drinking me.
Yeah.
You're a hospitality lady is what you are.
I'm a people person, Nestor. That's my dog.
Well, that's your networking thing.
That's my networking thing. And, it's I guess that's one of the reasons that drew me to Hartman, honestly, because I have always had, and this is way back when from my family's, servant leadership at my core.
Where'd you grow up? I don't even know. I met you in Dundalk, but I don't really know that much about you.
Yeah.
I met your old partner, Kurt, at the Costas about 6 months ago.
Did you see him there?
Yeah, I saw him right after you and I were talking about
it. Are you kidding?
No, I took a picture with him.
Oh, wow.
I didn't send it to you.
No, you didn't. You got to send it.
I sent it to somebody else. All right, I'm going to find it. Because we had a then and now picture.
Oh, wow.
From 1992.
I would love to see that.
So Kurt was her partner in, what was the name of your company?
KC Forms.
KC. Kurt and Cindy. That's it. They did my first business card in 1992.
That's right. We were down at 7500 Eastern Avenue.
And Kurt was an usher behind home plate at the ballpark.
When the new ballpark was
built.
Right,
Camden Yards. Yep. So I have a picture of me and Kurt during a rain delay in 1992.
And the 21-31 game.
All of that.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
But you're not from Dundalk.
I'm not from Dundalk. So I grew up on Rosebank Avenue in Govins until fourth grade, and then we moved out to Phoenix, Maryland. So I went to the original Sparks Elementary that burned down a long time ago. And then
you weren't quite in the Hereford zone, right?
We are in the Hereford zone, yeah.
So you got 2 extra hours of school always.
Well, only when it snowed, but.
my whole life being from Dundalk, I can't say. It was part of my shtick in the 90s when people would call. I had a guy named Bob from Hereford who called all the time. Bob, hey, it's Bob from Hereford. I'm like, did kids get off 2 hours today?
Right.
That was a punchline for everybody. But I don't know many people that grew up in the Hereford zone.
Well, it's
that, I know adults that live there now, and I make fun of them and their pampered children that get their 2 hours off. But there was something about the Hereford zone that literally, I knew about the Hereford zone when I was in kindergarten. Because
right.
I would see in Gilligan's Island, right. Baltimore County. Mom, Baltimore County schools are 2 hours late.
Hereford
Zone. That's
close.
A Hereford Zone.
Oh.
So you were a Hereford Zone kid.
Hereford Zone. So I was, I'm going to reveal my age here. So I was 83. My sister was 84. My brother was 96.
I'm 85.
And my son was 2015.
So we're the same age, pretty much.
So, yeah.
You were too old for me to date then.
Yeah. Exactly.
Girls class 83. Ooh,
but
seniors. Ooh.
But when I was at Hereford, when I left Sparks Elementary School and went to Hereford, it was 7th through 12th grade. It was Hereford junior, senior high school. the middle school didn't exist until my brother's class. So it was very rural then.
One of my first gigs when I worked at the News American, the day I met Mike Preston.
The News American.
There you go. That's
forever.
How long ago it was.
We're showing our age.
So News American ended in May of 86. So it was before that. All right. So this is 85. I was at the News American, and I got an assignment to cover a track meet. It was like the regional track meet, and it was at Hereford. And I thought I had done something. I got in my car in 1985, and I went up there. I was looking for the snow. I thought it was on a mountain somewhere. Instead, I'm just out on a field in the middle of fall seeing Mike Preston. But, you know, I thought I'd been somewhere when I went to Hereford, the Bulls.
Was that the cross-country tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was big.
Well, you and I were probably there. Okay, we were the same day,
yes,
probably.
Yes, I ran cross-country. So.
All right.
And they always had the state tournament at Hereford because they had the hardest course in the county.
That's what, right.
State,
you had
really.
Hills and you had space.
Oh, yeah.
They had parking.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Everything.
Lots of field parking out there.
See, people know I'm not making it up there.
Right, that's right.
40 years ago, right. And I remember like it was yesterday.
That's right, that's right. But that whole idea of being like, so that's where I grew up. And then I went to Goucher. So I lived there, but I went there locally. So stayed.
Hey, Goucher was a girls' school then?
It was a girls' school. My grandmother went to the original one downtown. My sister went to Hood.
That was a girls' school in Frederick.
Yeah. So, but I think that's, you know, my parents were always volunteering, always giving. So I have always been volunteered. I've always been on boards my whole life. It's just been part of who we are as a family.
I've never sat on a board in my life, and I'm not going to. I get invited. I'm like,
I was going to just ask you to join the Star Board.
No. You know, Ed Hale, who's running for governor, and you may wind up voting for him at some point, and I may wind up having him on a show if he decides to come on. And I'll tell him this when he sits here. He gave me a lot of great advice. Some of it I took. Some of it I didn't. The advice that Ed gave me, and this is not an endorsement for him to run for governor, but any advice he ever gave me that I didn't take, I regretted. So I hear his voice in my ear.
Interesting.
And at one point when I moved into my Harbor Court in 2003, he said, the one thing he told me is you never want partners in your business. So I took that, and I didn't listen to him. And I did listen to him on this one. He said, you never, ever want to sit on the board of your condo association. That's what he said.
Oh.
So I thought, like, that would be, like, part of, like, if I didn't want to sit on that board. I got invited to sit on the Ed Block board at one point, a couple things, and I went to a meeting or two, and I'm like, nah. It's not where I'm best suited.
Right.
I'm best suited to have the board chairperson
sit with you
on my show and do this.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is how I can best help Hartman or help what's the house called? Give me the name of the house again.
Concept House
people or help Starboard or help Ink and Numbers. This is my shtick.
It's your gift.
Yeah.
It's your gift.
What's good about sitting on a board? What do you like? I should ask you that.
Well, I mean, I guess the whole idea of giving back.
Involvement.
So the boards that I'm involved in, I'm on the Boy Scout board. I work with some association ones that I'm involved with, ULI and Crew, FBI.
See, I get invited to ULI. I've been to their events.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You should still continue.
Michelle Bresnan-Walsh invites me to those.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. Helps save my wife's life, so she's an important person.
I think it's important to give back. I think that, you know, everybody has something that they can give, whether it's their time, whether it's their money, whether it's their participation. And I think it's important that we find time for that. And
well, your gift is your network. I mean, you just have a lot of people.
I have a huge network, and I tap into, you know, my network. And again, that's kind of what led me to take the position at Hartman, because Dave and Marie, without question, are huge servant leaders. They always have been. They give back a lot. And so I've been at Hartman now 10 years. The company has been in business for 20 years. And Dave had a vision 20 years ago that companies would need IT counsel, so to speak, like they do with outside legal and outside accounting. And today's the day where you can't just have an IT guy anymore. It just doesn't cut it. There's too much complexity around technology. It goes across every single asset or area of a business.
Well, so Amazon found that out when it got shut down last week. Right.
Again, everybody was screaming, right?
Right.
So you need somebody that has not just the technology know-how, but the business acumen. So you need somebody that can sit with senior leadership at an organization and say, where, you know, let's take a look at where your business is today. Where does it want to be in 3 years? And what does that look like from a technology perspective? So you can keep that in mind when you are putting together your budgets and timelines, and looking at, you know, taking on a new system or looking at, you know, moving to the cloud. And of course, today, you know, everybody's looking at AI. AI is the big buzzword, and how do you use it, and what's it going to do for your company? So we do a lot of talking to business leaders about, you know, how to get started, like looking at your business process and your operations. What's the best place to get started?
I'm at it right now. By Christmas, I'm going to be different.
Right, exactly.
Because I gave myself the summer, and I didn't get as automated as I wanted to get. But I know I can.
It's very powerful.
I know it's there. I got to tap into it.
It changes every single day. And as a matter of fact, we were very fortunate to get Ann Balduzzi on at Hartman. She's former president of TEDCO. She's been doing AI for, you know, 20 plus years. And she's been, you know, speaking out at organizations, at conferences and things, talking to people about how it changes literally every day. The presentations she gave last year are completely different this year because, you know,
you got to learn the it's kind of like people our age. And I was talking to Dr. Sunil Dasgupta, who was my guest from IA Politics before. And I said, this reminds me of like, when my kid sent me a text in 2004 and I had that little envelope on my flip phone.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm never going to, what's that little envelope? I'm not going to text with you, man.
Right.
You know? And then a year later, I'm like,
that's the only way
you're
they communicate.
A genius. Right.
That's the only way they communicate.
Well, and that would be the case for Twitter, for the internet, for social media, for all of these buzzwords to say, what is it? How can I leverage it? It's bad. Everything that's new is labeled as bad in the beginning until you learn how to use it.
You figure out how to use it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's intimidating for a lot of people. But you know what I say to a lot of leaders is your employees are already using it. They're using it every day, like on their phones, on their tablets. So you've got to quickly, as a business leader, figure out what your policies are going to be around AI, you know, because this is the same with cyber insurance. It came out, you know, what, 7-8 years ago, and all of a sudden everybody had to get cyber insurance just to protect themselves. AI insurance is right behind that, you know, so at some point you're going to have to, you know, have some kind of policies within your organization so that your proprietary company information doesn't get out there, because once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't put it back, right?
Well, so, you start talking to AI and AI takes on its own agency, right?
It does.
Literally.
It does.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, I guess in a general sense, my wife and I have conversations about life, our marriage, kids, the cat, food, where we're going. And then within 5 minutes, I'm getting served whatever we talked about. Whatever we talked about.
Yeah.
Like literally. If my wife and I have a disagreement in front of our phone, I will have a moderator on my thing, like thinking we had a disagreement about whether we were going to have cabbage or green peppers.
You're absolutely right.
And then the recipes will show up just because I said it out loud.
That's really scary, isn't it?
So I'm trying to mess with the algorithm here a little bit while I talk to it. Cindy Atkinson is here. She's been my friend for 33 years. Alan, I'm working on 3 decades with Alan. Luke's coming over. We all were up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching baseball last night, so it's a little crazy. I want to give a full countenance here to what we're doing. Starboard Society is a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization. They're right in Cockeysville. They're doing an event next week. It's Friday the 7th. It's at the Concept House at 600 East Seminary. Give everybody the lowdown so I can get you out of here and tell me what kind of curated bites, craft drinks, I'm in. Community connection is all the things I want to do.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a list of great sponsors. You can go on to, you can look up Ink and Numbers, who are hosting it for us. Hi, Stacy. Hi, Lisa. It lists all of our sponsors. We've got lots of local food establishments that are contributing. We're going to have wine, beer, specialty cocktails. It's going to be a great time. Get to see a beautiful house and have a lot of fun.
And you're raising money. Tell me about when people need this help, how you find them, how you identify them. This fellow in White Marsh, who lost his wife and her job and their salary and their 3 children living in a car. These are the kinds of things you're trying to like help with. I'm assuming you're going to raise thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars next week. What then happens to help people?
So 85 to 90% of the money that we raise goes directly to our clients because we don't have any overhead. We don't have a physical office. We don't have any staff.
She ain't taking no money for this. She's getting free coffee, too. That,
and so people find us by word of mouth. We have partnered with a couple different nonprofits and agencies that know who we are. There are management companies around town that are aware of Starboard, and sometimes if they're, residents can't afford their rent or they're struggling.
Is it Starboard because of a boat or because of the bar in Dewey Beach or both?
Has nothing to do with the bar in Dewey Beach.
Oh, okay.
But it does have to do with Jesus casting the net off the right side of the boat, which is the starboard side.
There you go. All right.
Jesus said to teach the people to catch their fish. That is the starboard side.
So help them.
So help them.
Help the people. All right. There we go.
That's what we do.
All right.
That's what we do.
So there is a biblical reference to this.
There is. There is.
All right. So. Well, and after this event, how can people help? Is there another? You said in June you're doing another one, right?
We'll have another event in June. You can get on our, we're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and follow us, donate to us. You know, we'll get in touch with people towards the end of the year. And we would love to have everybody come out and see this beautiful house, have some great food, drinks, and support a great cause.
And she's with Hartman Associates. I know Dave and Marie as well. Hi, guys. Accelerant partners of mine and people I've known. Dave from the east side of Baltimore for at least 25 years going back. And I've had Dave on talking about cybersecurity. I think I may owe him an AI date sometime soon. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. And we also could probably get Ann Balduzzi to come talk to you as well.
I feel like the great kazoo in the Flintstones. Like, I just want to listen in and learn. I just want to be like the guy that takes it in so I can be a little smarter about AI. So I'll get Dave on. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
This is my time to get in and swim as a 57-year-old with this artificial intelligence. You know?
Yeah, we are just about the same age.
Well, I've been using AI for good things lately. And
AI is awesome. I mean, there's so many great things you can do with it.
I remember being Colgate Elementary as a kid, right near KC Forms, and I would have the card catalog and the Dewey Decimal System. This is like this is the card catalog for life.
It is
what it is.
It is
for me.
It is, absolutely.
So I'm glad I've lived long enough that I can put in "Who am I?" Like, it's like a Who song. Who are you? And like, AI loves me. AI loves me.
See,
loves
great.
My company. Thinks Baltimore Positive's awesome. So that's me great. And AI, we're better than like me and the Ravens or the Orioles.
Well, let me leave you with one last thing. So one of my, an author that I really like, Tony Spaulding, he talks about how we influence people. And one of the things that he said that really stuck with me is that in our lifetime, each of us will influence 80,000 people. That's the size of a stadium. Roughly 2.8 people a day. So keeping that in mind is how I like to think all day, every day, about every little interaction, being in the moment, being positive with everybody I encounter, because you just don't know how you influence them that day. But when you think about over a lifetime how many people you can influence, it's pretty impressive.
Well, you made me a couple 3,000 cards back in the 90s, and I handed every one of them out.
Look at that.
I had 1.6 million people on my Facebook the last 28 days.
Awesome.
So I'm influencing people.
I'm happy for you.
Well, I hope we can influence some people to come on out next week.
Thank
the
you.
Event is Friday the 7th. It is in my neighborhood, right up by the radio station. It's at the Concept House at 600 East Seminary Avenue. I've never really been there. Ink and Numbers, my friend Stacy, and I met Lisa at a recent LinkedIn event.
And she's always in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're halfway there, right, May? Not yet.
Right.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We get together at our Maryland party. My thanks to Cindy Atkinson for coming out, as well as Karen for setting everything up, and our friends at Ink and Numbers as well. I'm here at State Fair. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. You get a ticket. I feel
like
Oprah giving these things out. McCallum was up till 3:21 a.m. I think Luke probably fell asleep in the 11th and woke back up in the 14th. But we're here. We're going to do – the Orioles have a new manager. It's like orange plumes of smoke.
Right.
Craig Albernaz. You have to learn how to say that. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have Raven scratch-offs to give away. We're going to be at Coco's next Wednesday. She would have come to Coco's. But
that's a good crab cake.
That's a great crab cake
at
Coco's.
Crab cake.
Don't sleep on a coconut shrimp. Don't sleep on a cream of crab soup. I had some last night at my house. Also next Friday – Pizza John's in Essex. We're going to be down in Essex having some pizza, a big old cheesesteak, double provolone. Going to do some double fried onions on that. I'm going to get some French fries, crinkle cut with some gravy. I had the seafood omelet here today at State Fair.
What's it good?
Delicious. State Fair chicken and waffles. Get those before you leave. Shrimp and grits here are fantastic. They do this salmon, Parmesan salmon spinach rice thing that I love for dinner.
Yum.
They had a hell of a club sandwich here, too. Yeah. State Fair. We're in Catonsville. Right. The 21228. I'm looking at, I'm looking at Dave Grohl. I'm looking at Kurt Cobain. I see the chick from No Doubt over there. Biggie's looking at me. I got David Bowie, Eddie Vedder, and the great Joan Jett.
It's like being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum.
It's Freddie Mercury staring at me over here, too. So State Fair is great.
Right
across from Bill's Music. By the way, this is the music capital of Maryland. Did you know that?
I kind of figured that. There's a lot of music stores along here.
I'm here.
I love bluegrass, and they got the great place right down the street.
Well, I wore my Foreigner belt buckle because Katie Griggs and Sashi Brown are going to have to look at me today, and they treat me like a foreigner. So I got feels like the first time, babe. Cold as ice. I am Nestor. We're back for more. We're at State Fair. My thanks to Cindy and our friends. Get on out and support them. They're doing good stuff at Starboard.